Here we go. 3, 2, 1, boom. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome to the number one positivity podcast on the internet right now, the Coach HP Show. And today is Tuesday, April the 2nd. April the 9th. Tuesday, April the 9th. The Coach HP Show, slanging positivity all over the place. Today's episode, what do I want to talk about? Well, a lot of people maybe know this, maybe don't know this, but my primary job now, the number one thing I do is I work with athletes, I work with entrepreneurs, I work with people, teachers, accountants, lawyers, business people, the entrepreneurs, athletes, baseball players, golfers, basketball players of all sorts, coaches. I'm the coach's coach in some ways. Trainers, boxing people, MMA people, like it's across the board. Comedians, which I love. And this past week, a lot of different cases with different people in different situations. But there's two cases that I want to share with you guys, in what I think can bring you guys value with when you're stuck in situations. The beauty about being stuck in a situation in 2024 versus before. Obviously, with the internet means exposure, means opportunity. So I wanted to really talk about that to help as many people as possible that are going to find themselves or are finding themselves now in this situation. One of the top things I feel that I see when it comes to kids, let's use sports. Let's use baseball for an example. So I got a kid, he's a junior, goes to a very popular school and finds himself stuck that he's not playing. He thought it was his chance to play. They brought in somebody else that is taking the opportunity away from him. And whether the guy is doing good or bad, the reality is the guy is playing over him. So now my man has to make a choice. And I get the call from the dad saying, look, I need you to talk to him. He's negative. I'm negative. I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing. Did we pick the right school? All these ifs. And here's where I come in. And the first thing I tell them, I wish I could put you guys in the room, is, are you going to leave the school? And the answer is no. It's a great school. You're not going to leave a great school to go try on somebody at some other school for baseball. Unless you got to be like such a cutthroat person that you don't worry about your friends, you don't worry about anything, and baseball is the number one priority. But for a lot of these kids, they're good at the sport, but they've already built their social life, their everything is in this school, and now to go to a new school, and what if it's not a private school, what if it's a public school to play? So it's a lot of factors, and the first thing they tell me is no. So we're not leaving the school, so now we got to work in the system of the school. When you have to work in the system of the school, number one, both the dad and the player, you can't talk shit about the coaches that are there. It is what it is, guys. Now you got two options. Like me with my hair. I'm either going to be a miserable bald guy or the happiest bald guy in the world that celebrates other people with hair. That's it. So when you're in the situation and you find yourself being put in a position like this where you're not playing, nobody's really talking to you of the coaching staff because they're just talking about the guys that are playing and you're going through the motion. The beauty of 2024, what I tell this guy is, I go, listen, if you're playing high school, now we start to focus on college. And because of the opportunities that are available now, when I played, there was no summer ball. Now there's summer ball, and it's summer ball is even bigger than high school baseball. So there's an opportunity to play there. That's number one. Number two, and I tell this to every kid, what are you doing to get bigger, faster, stronger? What's your 60 time? If it's not under 6.9, why aren't you running every day? If you're not running every day, then this is not for you, man. Got it? Because if you're hitting the ball again, let's talk this straight. Everybody who's legit crushing it is playing, period. Very few rare cases do you have a guy that's not playing that can mash the ball. Doesn't happen. If you can hit, you're playing. So if you find yourself in this situation, bigger, faster, stronger. What's my 60 time? How can I drop it as quick as possible? Am I running every day? Am I doing my diet every day? That thing, that's number one. Then number two, my physical. How much stronger am I? Am I working out every day? You're lucky because you don't have to worry about the games or the whole thing that guys who play every day have to worry about. I'm not doing good. You're not playing. So you can take advantage now, even though you're stuck, which sucks. That 2 hour and a half window of the game is what you do after there, where everybody else goes home and chill and whatever. If you want this, that's what you got to work on. Bigger, faster, stronger. So the hack here, which is the move, the guy who's playing gets to live regular life. The guy who's not playing has to live regular life plus do extra work to then become the regular guy. I'm going to repeat that one more time because I love that. The guy who's playing just lives life and it's going good for him. He wakes up, he eats, maybe does a team workout. The elite guys do their own workout before they go to school, but let's say there's a team workout, goes through the whole school thing. After he's done, practices with the team, lifts with the team, and that's it. Game day, same thing, except game day plays, goes home, and that's it. Because you're not playing, you have to do things a little differently. You got to do more behind-the-scenes stuff to then become an in-the-scene guy. So what do you got to do? You got to wake up. You got to eat right. You got to train. You got to go to school. After you're done with school, you got to go to the bullshit practice or the game. After that, you got to train again. And you have to do that every single day. Every single day. Repeat it one more time. Every single day till you find yourself in the starting lineup. We got that? And then what happens? When you go to a showcase or you go to your summer ball team or travel team or whatever, they're going to see a different player than the player your coach is seeing now. Because it makes sense. You're going to be faster, bigger, stronger. The ball's going to go further. You're going to be more consistent. You're going to get to places faster in the field. That's the key. Now, let's look at a non-athletic person. Let's look at a comedian for an example. Got a comedian, good buddy of mine, is in a place, reaches out to me. I'm talking to him. I go, okay, what are you doing to get out of that place? Because the place he's at isn't the mecca of comedy. Because if you're a comedian now and you want to pop, you got to find your way to get to Austin, Texas. You got to run through Austin, Texas now. Whether you like it or not, you got to run through Austin, Texas. And then you're in New York. You're LA, that kind of thing. But Austin, New York, those are the key big places to go out of. And then you do your things on the road on the weekends, like they all do on the weekends. And I told this dude, what's the plan to get out of your area? Which he's crushing it in his market. In his market, the guy's doing commercials, hosting gigs, whatever. It's great. But that has a cap because that ain't the big market for a comedian. You want to go to a big market? How do you get there? You got to ask people that you know. You got to do research. You got to start working in comedy clubs. You got to start being a door guy. You got to start being a bouncer, being the guy that takes out the trash. You got to serve drinks. All these things you have to do to become the regular guy. And once you're the regular guy, there's different challenges. What sucks about this is the same reason why this is awesome. That every position you get has different challenges. You want to make the team, that's a challenge. You want to start in the team, that's a challenge. You want to be one of the stars of the team, that's a different challenge. You want to be a comedian, great. You got to do a bunch of open mics. Then once you build your act of open mics, then you feature for somebody. You're an opener, then you're a feature. Then you're strong enough where that person takes you on the road with them and that's your part of their mix, part of their mix. Then you blow up and then you can start your own thing before you reach any specials or anything. You're doing your own thing. And then here comes a special, second special, blah, 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 and then now you're in. Same pattern, same everything. But passion is what gets you doing what other people are not doing. And yes, other people can get away with it. But because of the beauty of this right here, you see this right here, this allows us now to change everything and do everything completely different. Which is, if you're a comedian, you don't have to go to stage all the time to show that you're funny. You could do skits on this. You could run your own little TV show. You could do your own little talk show. You could do whatever you want. You could run your own podcast, interview people. You could do a million things to show people that you're funny and you're doing things. Just like with sports, if you keep getting bigger, faster, stronger, you can hack your way in another team and somebody can see you. The only place people are not going to see you is your house. If you stay at your house, you're dead because nothing's going to happen unless you're recording content. That's why content is king. But either way, you have to produce results. Nobody wants to do what that extra that the people who are winning need to do. And what's the extra? You got to do more and you got to do it better till you get the right situation that you don't got to do that anymore. So I tell my boys who's doing content, I'm like, dude, you got to talk, or you got to edit like a monster that it looks perfect. Now, some people will do a video and they'll do that 3-second thing where every 3 seconds they'll cut to this side, that side, this, that, dude. That's awesome. That takes work too. All these things take work. And the people that I've noticed that are winning are the people that are obsessed with doing this so they don't stop. When there's nobody around or when you're not interviewing a Dana White or a Logan Paul or a Gary Vee or whatever, if you can still do this when nobody's seeing you, you're going to eventually win or you will die. But that process, till you die, you're going to be the happiest guy in the world because you're doing what you love. And when you land big guests, it's a plus. If you want to do podcasts or if you want to do content or if you want to do interviews, whatever it is. That's why there should be no excuses of looking, rubbernecking other people's careers, other people's content. Don't waste your time with that. You do what you're supposed to do. After you do 100 of it, then you turn back and go, man, was this fun? Then do 100 more and do 100 more. And then people eventually will find you and something will hit that's supposed to hit. I am the biggest believer of that, that I don't see people do that. And they should. Does that make sense? Does everybody understand? I love it. Any questions, hit me up, send me a comment. I love you guys. I hope you guys have the best April ever. And all these situations that we run into, the problem, the way to solve it is all here. And you ask for help. A lot of people aren't asking for help. A lot of people just go down the same road. No, gotta ask for help. Find somebody you trust, somebody you like, and ask, and you just need one person to give you the right advice, and you go. At Coach HP on all handles, the Coach HP on X/Twitter. And I love you guys. I'll see you on the next one. Have the best April ever. I'll catch you guys next week. Let's go.